There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Stefan, along with Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Ken Kessler is here from what was kind of bitterly cold, awful weather in Southern California, comparatively speaking. We have a couple of blasts to start the new year with. One of them is this brutally bitter weather. It's wintertime, so get over it would be my approach to it, even though I don't like it and want to get out of it and will as soon as I can. There's nothing on the calendar that will prepare you for all the people who will be just plain cold. Some of the coldest weather over the next couple of days, actually through the week, that we have seen in quite some time. At least since last winter. I get a kick out of these meteorologists. Oh, this is the coldest weather since... wait a minute. It was cold last winter.
Right, since last year.
Right. And it was cold the winter before. And it was cold the winter before that. And cold the winter before that. And cold... It's winter time. Hello. The wind is what gets you. That blast of Arctic air that we will... we kind of like thinking about it at Christmas. Yesterday here on the farm, we had a couple of inches of snow. Temperature got up into the 50s by the end of the day. I'm looking out on the pasture in front of me. There is not one bit of evidence there was ever any snow on the ground here yesterday. Gonzo. And the temperature has gone back down into what is normal for this time of year. And then it'll get colder. And it'll be, I think, the high on Wednesday or Thursday is predicted to be 14 degrees. What's the prediction for Washington for later in the week?
Look, we get that cold blast coming through here. It'll be in the 20s and probably get an inch or two of snow tomorrow.
See, what happens, the anomaly here isn't the cold weather. It's the warm weather that conflicts with, crashes into, if you will, these systems. And what happens normally from, what, the end of March until the end of May, all the tornadoes that come as a result of spring weather clashing with winter weather, well, that's really part of what the story is this week. Not so much the cold weather, but there are a lot of possibilities for tornadoes in the areas that are south of you, Richie, south of the Mason-Dixon line, where that cold weather is colliding with the warm weather that is normal and coming up from the Caribbean, coming up from the south. So that gets together... Was it 2 weeks ago when there was a big collision and there was a really horrible tornado in a town in Mississippi, if I remember correctly? And that's the kind of thing that there will be more of. So be prepared. That's all. It's the new year. It's time to be prepared. The other blast that's interesting is the blast of cold air coming from the mouths of North Koreans who are upset with us because we have... applied sanctions over the Sony attack, or is it really? It looks to me like when I read this first yesterday, Obama just says, you know what, you guys have been bad. We don't like you. Here are some more sanctions. And so some of the biggest names in media and other, for what is considered big names in North Korea, people that are that have a lot of money, that do business with America, can no longer do business with America, at least for a while now. Can't use American currency. You can't trade American businesses in stock, that kind of stuff.
Well, this is a response to the Sony hack.
Yeah, but they didn't do it, really.
They sort of did it.
I know that there is plenty of evidence that suggests that it was done by someone who was inside at Sony, and maybe she found somebody to help her in North Korea, but it doesn't look to me like they got it right.
To you. The guy that calls his mouse a little wand is going to tell the CIA what they do or do not know about the Sony hack from North Korea?
Yeah.
Okay. I think they're probably still involved.
Yeah. Well, maybe they are involved, but they didn't start it. It appears that
I think they're responsible for it.
Well, that's your thought. Good. I'm glad you have that thought. I don't agree with your thought.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Next.
There we go.
I don't have interest. Yeah. The families of foreign military operatives.
You're wrong, by the way.
Have you? I know I'm always wrong. But you're always right. No, I'm always wrong. Families of fallen military leading families. There are a lot of people, widows, widowers, parents, siblings, children, sharing accounts this weekend of their grief as part of a very large study. America's bereaved military families in the focus here, and something that just is, it's perfectly timed, but it is an important time for us to be looking at this continuing story because of what maybe some of you heard me in my theory last week, the essence of how the military-industrial complex always wins. They always get paid. There's never a debt that comes from any of the big companies that manufacture guns, bombs, armaments, planes, ships, whatever the needs are, and I put needs in quotation mark, for the war effort in terms of material. Those people all get paid. Otherwise, we'd know about it, right? If somebody was having a hard time getting an invoice paid that was for billions of dollars from the Department of Defense, we'd know it. Yet, families of military personnel, whether the people have died in service to our country or have been in some way, shape, or form, they have been left out. If we have money to pay all these contractors to make all of these armaments to be used in the theaters of war, why is it we don't have a Veterans Administration that actually works to take care of the people who use this equipment? When a Humvee gets blown up, it gets replaced. How many people have you read about or heard about who lost legs, limbs, or who lost their mind, who have been left by the wayside, who haven't been handled? The stories are legion of the hundreds, if not thousands, of men and women who have been in service to our country whose malady never even checked out. They were ignored and still are by the Veterans Administration. How is that proper? Can somebody help, somebody someplace make an argument in behalf of the system the way that it works now? And that's what these families are talking about, as well they ought to be. There is a huge constituency. During the Christmas season, we went through a dozen different, actually starting probably back in Veterans Day when we were talking about the American veterans. What's the name of the group that's at Radio America? I always forget the actual name that they have.
American Veterans Center.
American Veterans Center, that's it. So with them and a dozen or so others that I talked about, even during the charity, we had a focus on charity during the Christmas season, various charities that were worthwhile, and many of them were military. All of this stuff that we come around to, we have charities to help these people. Anybody run any charity to pay off Lockheed Martin for the last group of planes they delivered to the Air Force? I don't see us running a charity to pay them off and make sure that they're taken care of. Seems to me they're being well taken care of. What am I missing in this argument, Kenny?
I don't think you're missing anything.
So why are there not more people that are upset about this when they think it through? That's, again, what all of these people who got together as part of this study of America's bereaved military families, that's what they're saying, in essence. How come you can't take care of us? You've asked us to serve. We've served. And yet, you stick it to us. Not everybody. But why should even one slip through the cracks? So that's my question. 888-302-3684. You got an answer? Love to hear the answer to why it is we pay more attention to the general overview of the military-industrial complex versus what it is that we ought to be doing for the people that have put the uniform on and have been in service. I just don't see why there isn't much more upset about this. 888-5-302-3684. 16 after the hour. How amazing was your Christmas? Have you had a good couple of weeks? Gee, I hope so. Maybe some of you paid attention to some of the offers that we had for some of these products that I've been talking about on the air now for a couple of years, like Genucel. What a fantastic product this is. For those of you who burned it at both ends, your eyes look and tell the story. Puffy, baggy, lines around them because of all the work you did over Christmas. I'm sure it was appreciated. Now it's time for you to appreciate yourself by getting Genucel, which is a serum that comes from plant stem cell technology. This is a gift that maybe nobody gave you, but you still want it, and you can get it for yourself by dialing 800-543-9262. The holiday season is over, and there still is an opportunity for you to get this with a great deal, because the folks that make Genucel will give you double the supply when you call 800-543-9262. I believe that offer is up this week, so time to call is now while you're thinking about it. 800-543-9262. Double the supply. Instead of a three-month supply of Genucel, you get six. Put this on where the bags and the puffiness is and the lines, the wrinkles, and the serum absorbs the water that creates the puffiness in the bags, so you don't need makeup anymore. You look normal and healthy because you've gotten rid of those bags. You want to get rid of them. You need to get rid of them. You can get rid of them by calling 800-543-9262. Hundreds of satisfied people have sent me email, and that represents thousands of people who have tried the product. And you know what? The product wouldn't still be advertised if it wasn't any good, because if they keep giving money back to everybody who doesn't like it, they're not going to try to keep selling it. I think that's the proof that it works to get rid of the bags and the puffiness. Make your face look great. Call 800-543-9262.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Go out and lend license all 50 states and unless number 33.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
According to the Center for Disease Control, 75% of Americans report they do not always take the medication as prescribed. People who don't take their medication properly spend more money on doctor visits and end up in the ER more than people who do. The economic impact is over $300 billion a year, but it's more than dollars and cents. 25% of nursing home admissions are caused by not taking medication properly. Your local HealthMart pharmacist can help you with education, guidance, and expert advice. HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com.
Tonight, the two words you've been dying to hear.
You're fired.
NBC Celebrity Apprentice is back and as crazy good as ever.
She's a drama queen without a crown.
Featuring Geraldo Rivera, Lisa Gibbons, Gilbert Gottfried, Vivica A. Fox, and Keisha Knight Puglia, Johnny Damon and Tara Lowen, Captain Sig Hansen from Deadliest Catch, Ian Ziering, Lorenzo Lama, two Olympic gold medalists, one Jonas brother, and two Real Housewives.
My butt is real, unlike hers.
Don't miss the all-new Celebrity Apprentice tonight on NBC. Tonight, the two words you've been dying to hear.
You're fired.
NBC Celebrity Apprentice is back and as crazy good as ever.
She's a drama queen without a crown.
Featuring Geraldo Rivera, Lisa Gibbons, Gilbert Gottfried, Vivica A. Fox, and Keisha Knight Puglia, Johnny Damon and Tara Lowen, Captain Sig Hansen from Deadliest Catch, Ian Ziering, Lorenzo Lama, two Olympic gold medalists, one Jonas brother, and two Real Housewives.
My butt is real, unlike hers.
Don't miss the all-new Celebrity Apprentice tonight on NBC.
Hey, Linda. Have you been working out?
I've been shopping at Rite Aid.
Huh?
Yeah, it's Happy You Year at Rite Aid. You can earn all these great rewards just by shopping. I got Dance Fitness Sessions.
Yeah.
time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Here's a movie. Wonder Time, this contest we started last year, continue into the new year, because it's fun. A group or an individual that only had one hit on the pop music charts. As we go back, you're reflecting, you remember the name of the group that did the rapper? Big American pop music band from Pittsburgh. Know the name of the group? Call us at 888-302-3684. And the winner will get a CD with a whole lot of one-hit wonder songs on them for your trouble. It's kind of fun. I mean, you didn't get anything to figure out that you were the smartest kid on your block and you figured out who these people are in this pop band. Let's see. It was this week, 1970. When this song was up at the top of the American Top 40, American Top 30, American Top 20, American Top 10. So call us now. You need the name of this one-hit wonder group, 888-302-3684. Let me give you a little backgrounder here. Donnie Iris formed this band. I think it was called the Tri-Vells.
Donnie Iris, who also had, was the, Ken, what's the other song he did that was a big hit?
What was it?
Oh, shoot, he had another...
Kenny, what did you say? I didn't hear what the answer was.
Aaliyah.
Yeah. Only Kenny will know that. Anyway, this fellow went to Slippery Rock State College in Pennsylvania. That name always throws me, puts me away. So the group changed their name to the name we're looking for back in 1964. The term is a British word used to refer to a thorny bush. Good Lord, how does that help you? 888-302-3684. In 1968, they were assigned to legendary Philadelphia producers Kenny Gamble and Leon Huff, who went on to produce this song called The Rapper, recorded in 69, became an instant local hit in Pittsburgh, and then became number one on the national charts as it sort of rolled out as people began to play it here and there. The Rapper 888-3, so you're going to start it over again, Richie. This is one of those shorties, a little less than 3 minutes from what I remember. The group also produced and appeared on records that were sung by Bobby Rydell and James Darren. So then Donnie Iris, who was the founder, left the group, joined Wild Cherry, where he would see success in Play That Funky Music, White Boy. Richie, like that. He was the lead on Play That Funky Music, White Boy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yes, see?
Pretty much ended the run for this group when he went to the other group. All right, so who is this, if you will, please? 888-302-3684. Call him the rapper. Uh-huh. Interesting how the music from that era was so...
You listen to this song, it's a little bit ahead of its time.
Yeah, just a bit. Yeah. All right, I think I lost. I hit the wrong button, Richie. I think I hit something. What did I do to the person who was on line 9? Did I mess that up?
You did, apparently.
All right, well, let's try line 10. All right, so Don, what's the name of this? What's the name of this group?
The Jaggers.
All right, let me see here if I can make my, what's this, Richie calls it, my wand. Let me try that. You want to try the other one? We're back again to see just if I can find somebody else just for the heck of it. Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Dennis in Florida.
What's the name of the group?
The Jaggers.
All right, give them both prizes, Richie. I like to spread it around. The Jaggers is the answer.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, one of the most embarrassing moments for any dog guardian is when their dog mounts a visitor in your home. Generally, it's someone you're really trying to impress. You know, mounting, also referred to as humping, takes place when a pet physically attaches itself to an item carrying a strong human odor. Could be a bathrobe, a pillow, or could be your best friend. Usually when they mount someone's leg, people assume it's sexual behavior. And although mounting is sometimes a sexual response, it very often has to do more with dominant behavior than sexual, so don't feel flattered. A lot of people don't realize, but if you watch wolves or even a pack of dogs in the wild, the more dominant of the dogs will go over and mount the other dog as a way of dominating that dog. That's why it's not unusual to see a male dog mounting another male dog or a female dog mounting a male dog. It's not sexual behavior at that point. It's just one dog showing the other dog, hey, listen, I'm in charge, and if I get on top of you, you better listen to me. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Times are different than they were when Geico started saving people money over 75 years ago. Everybody takes photos of their food nowadays. You can bet none of us kids would snap pictures of Mom's tuna casserole surprise. To this day, we don't know what the surprise was, nor do we want to. We didn't always have tasty food, but we always had great car insurance with Geico.
Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold. Hey, are you ever not on?
Only in my days off.
Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. 855-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Doug Steffen along with Ken Kessler and Rich McFadden. Jennifer is off today and tomorrow tending to some other business. We are here to inform you or get you stimulated anyway, one way or another. Probably many of you have had an opportunity to catch up, or maybe you've been gone for a couple of weeks and you haven't caught up with anything. The second officer funeral in New York City over the weekend created more of a sort of huffing and puffing, if you will. This time it's hundreds of police turning their back on the mayor. Thousands of police turned their back on the mayor as he eulogized one of the officers who was shot with his partner.
So they went against the chief who told him, Brown, who said, hey, listen, guys, this isn't the place.
Well, but it had some impact early on. There was, I believe, there were the calling hours where the mayor and the police commissioner were saluted, if I'm not mistaken. I think that was Friday or Saturday, some circumstance. But then the rank and file, thousands of police, not only from New York, but all around the country, show up at funerals like this. That's the way they do it, to support. Apparently they think that's what it takes to support the fallen officers. In this case, the whole thing was so needless. These two guys were in their car. They were just in their squad car. They weren't really doing anything. They were on a break, it would appear. And so this fellow, Officer Liu, one of, the only child of a couple of Chinese immigrants who came to America to fulfill their dream. He reached his dream by becoming an officer in the New York Police Department. And then all these people came to honor him, but they did not honor the chief and to turn their back. So the idea was, as Richie suggested, Commissioner Bratton said, let's put the disagreements aside. Let's put anger aside. Let's support these officers. Now, Bob Blasio, as I call him, hasn't really got a leg to stand on because he's, from the very beginning, even when he was running for mayor, he ticked off the police by suggesting they were one of the biggest problems in the city. And Blah Blasio, who comes from a lot of different roots, as is obvious in the way he's handling things in the city, from what was the circumstance when Mayor Bloomberg was there, who seemed to get along pretty much with everybody, had support from everybody, but made some of the tough decisions. In this circumstance, the police from the get-go haven't liked this guy, and he apparently hasn't given them any more reason, from their perspective anyway, to like him any more than they have or haven't. So, in this circumstance, it's a sad reality, because you'd like to think that at least in this circumstance, they could all come together to pay homage to these two people who were killed for no reason other than they were wearing a uniform. That was it.
Yeah.
They didn't do anything. They weren't involved in anything. This madman comes along and shoots them, executes them. And for what? Because he didn't like the story that was floating around about the police shooting black people in other cities. Huh? Nuts. All right, here's another crazy story, this time from Pittsburgh. The new police chief there, according to the story we have posted at DougStefan.com today, being praised by the mayor, but criticized by the rank-and-file police, including union president, the police union. He was photographed holding a sign that said, quote, "I resolve to challenge racism at work," a New Year's resolution of sorts. The sign also has a Twitter hashtag that says, "End white silence." Hashtag end white silence. How far is that getting carried? How much traffic? How many? What does it have for legs, look, Kenny, on that? Do you know? The chief, name is Cameron McLay, photographed holding up the sign that you can see at DougStefan.com. Somebody brought it to the city's first night celebration. The mayor said he saw the picture on social media, liked it so much that he reposted it on his own Facebook page. He said, quote, "What a great way to begin the new year." The mayor, Bill Peduto, said he believes the chief was simply recognizing that racism exists and acknowledging there's work to be done restoring trust between the city's police and the black community. Once again, a sticky subject. But the police union president said the sign paints city police as racists and violates a policy governing police participation in social media. Come on. What's the matter with you? Make the problem worth it, but I don't see anything other than something good. He's challenging. There is racism in police departments. I don't know about Pittsburgh specifically, but you know it and I know it. There's racism in education. There's racism everywhere. Some of it's pro-black, some of it's pro-white, some of it's pro-whatever your color. We are not colorblind anymore. Not that we ever really were. So what do you make of this? Kenny, what's the sort of, what's the trail in terms of social media on this?
I haven't seen anything yet.
Really?
I mean, there's the hashtag end white silence has a thread.
Yeah.
I mean, there's, and it's mostly about this chief.
And what does it say? Positive or negative?
Here's Liz, who says it takes a great deal of bravery to stand up to our enemies, but as much to stand up to our friends.
I don't know what that means.
I guess she's saying that the police chief is very brave because he's standing up to the people he works with.
Why is he brave to make a statement that's true or to underscore a there is racism in the police. In pretty much any city or town you go to, there are racist police who do not belong on the police force. Your brother would tell you the same thing. There's bound to be racism in the police force.
Sure, but there's racism in humanity. Mm-hmm. And if you say that there's racism in police, you're saying that the whole police force does its jobs based on its racist views.
No, I'm not. Who's saying that?
Or
say
you're
that.
Saying that, and that's what these people are complaining about with this police chief, is that you're saying that we have a racist police department.
No, I don't see that anywhere. Where do you see that?
We do not have a racist police. That's what the sign, some people will say, alleges.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay. Some people would say.
And
yeah.
So if you have a police department with 100 people and you have one racist on the police department, is that a racist police department? No, of course it's not.
They should be getting rid of him. That and one, the police right. chief so, said nothing about
so if you have one
that.
Racist cop in a police department, should he stand up there with a sign that says, I will fight racism
well, how do you
in
know
my police department?
Well, how many racists there may be in the Pittsburgh Police Department? It's obviously a problem because the mayor made reference to it, and that's one of the reasons he brought this guy in, was to straighten that out. So there obviously is a problem in Pittsburgh.
Well, if there is, then he should do something about it.
Well, that's why he held up the sign. Maybe. I completely support. I think that the sign is good. I think we all ought to resolve to challenge racism at work because it doesn't just exist in the police. It exists everywhere. It may not in your particular company, but it does exist. And some of it, if not most of it, is inappropriate. I wouldn't tell you that all of it is, frankly, because I think there are some people who are of color, whether your color is white or black or whatever the color of your skin may be, who take advantage of these circumstances and make them worse.
But racism is everywhere. It's not only white on black.
It's, no. Yeah. I mean, that's what I just said.
One of the cops that got killed was Chinese. Okay, so now there's Chinese racism.
Yep, there is. There's plenty of racism in Asians in our country. Plenty of it.
My kids are Latin. There's Latin racism.
Yeah.
There's everything racism. So the end white silence would basically say the racism here is only on the white people.
Why does it say that, though? I don't see what you're getting at.
Hashtag end white silence.
Well, that isn't what the sign said.
All white people are racist in his police department, and nobody else is racist in his police department. Is that what he's saying?
No, what he held a sign that says, I resolve to challenge racism at work. That's it.
Hashtag end white silence.
That's the Twitter hashtag.
Right.
He didn't put that on there.
Right, but he's holding a sign up that says, end white silence.
Where?
I'm looking at the picture.
I'm looking at the picture. It says, I resolve to challenge racism at work. Are we looking at two different pictures?
No, I'm looking at the picture.
Under that, it says, it has the hashtag.
No, I just,
so is it only the white
picture
people
I see
it
says, I resolve to challenge racism at work.
So there's no black racist, there's no Hispanic racist, there's no Asian racist.
Of course
racist.
There are. But why wouldn't you? So that's where
people have a problem. Is it's only the white guys on this force that are racists.
Well, methinks thou dost protest too much, because there's too much of it everywhere, no matter where it is.
Then why am I protesting too much if you think it's everywhere? Then I'm right. We agree.
Well, but the hashtag end white silence, which I didn't see in the sign, which is on the sign apparently.
But you read it because we were talking about the hashtag.
I know, but the hashtag. But I don't know whether it's anyway. We're going around in a circle here. The essence of it is,
I will agree that racism is everywhere as long as we all agree that racism is everywhere.
Well, I think that was the point. I didn't focus on hashtag end white silence. My feeling is that there is racism, and you and I are arguing about the same thing.
Agree.
We're saying the
right.
same
we
thing.
We absolutely agree.
So the essence of it is that we have too much focus on what makes us different instead of what makes us the same. Remember the old genome project that came about as a result of studying what human, not just anatomy, but composition was, taking apart, in essence, in one of the medical colleges, took apart the bodies of white people, black people, people from Asia, people from all around the country, and found that they were 99 and 44, sounds like an old ivory commercial, but it was the same number, 99.44 hundredths, all
pure.
The same. We were not pure, but we were, our composition, no matter what the color of our skin, the composition of our bodies was the same. So why is it that we have these problems that come about as a result of not only race, but the rich and the poor? Look at how that is used as a wedge. Look at where, even neighborhoods where you live, the kind of car you drive, kind of education you've had, what you eat nor drink. People don't like anybody who drinks Budweiser anymore. Nah, those guys, that stuff's no good. They got to be low class to drink Budweiser. You know, stuff like that. And we hear, I don't like football, so that means I'm a bad guy with some people. But you see, that's it. It's all about divisiveness instead of what brings us together. And I suppose we wouldn't have anything to talk about if it weren't for, well, I'd like to think we could find good things to talk about. But, you know, there's not a whole lot of bringing people together. Everybody wants to separate it out.
Divisiveness and bringing people together and racism. I look to my screen on my right and I see Stuart Scott, who is
ESPN?
The ESPN host who died yesterday
with
his battle to cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's a guy who brought people together through sports. And just his personality and his ability to tell you the day's sports news with his personality. And whether you are white, black, Chinese, green, yellow, pink, whatever it is, Stuart Scott was a cool guy.
All right. Would he be getting the sort of accolades that he is getting today if he were white?
Stuart Scott always was well-liked. I don't remember anybody ever...
No, you're not answering my question. Would he be getting the same accolades today, having gone through all of the same things, the cancer, he did well in his profession, but the reason that people pay attention to him is because of his approach to some of the race problems in sports. Is that not correct?
No, I mean, I don't really see him as a guy who really dealt with the race problems in sports. I think he's a guy who did a great job at his sports broadcasting job, and he happens to be black. I think he would be getting the same attention, white, black, or green. I don't care.
Okay. I don't agree with you. I think one of the reasons there was a tweet on President Obama's, whatever he was tweeting on, however that was accomplished, when he talked about Stuart Scott. And I think the reason that Obama called attention to him is because he was a fellow black. I think that's just...
You think that if Stuart Scott were white,
there wouldn't have been a word for President Obama
tweeted about him?
Not a word.
See, I don't think so, because it was, it's been, I guess, about 20 years when Jimmy Valvano started this whole, the whole thing at the ESPY Awards and went through a similar thing with cancer and had a huge fight, and many saw him as very courageous. And he got the same kind of accolades and the same kind of outpouring when he passed away, and he was white. And he was a college basketball coach.
Couldn't be. I'm wrong. I sense there was a lot of that. And maybe it's my own. Maybe I have a racist attitude toward this stuff. Could be. I didn't know who. I'm not a sports fan, so I don't know who Stuart Scott is.
We're just super sensitive to it now. And
now we are. That's a good way of putting it, yeah.
If somebody's black, white, whatever, we notice it. And if we're talking about it, we're here talking about race. So, of course, we notice that Stuart Scott is black.
The Boston Bomber, who is going on trial, most people can't pronounce his name. His trial begins today, 19 months since the bombings took place. He's pleaded not guilty, all this stuff. They're trying to find people in Boston who will give this guy a fair trial. Most of the people that they've quizzed, and this is news media stuff, not actually finding the jury, but the news media finds that most people have prejudice. They don't know. They don't even remember what this guy's name is. But he's a Russian. The Russians are all bad.
Sarnaev.
Yeah. But you know what I'm saying.
The pool they have to get down to the 18 people, the 12 jurors, and the 6 alternatives that they'll need for this Sarnaev trial. They've sent out letters to show up for 2,000 people.
Yeah.
And then they go through a 100 questionnaire that will then skinny it down. And then if they still can't find 18 people, then they go, okay, maybe we need to move it to Western Massachusetts, to Connecticut, to New York, to whatever it is.
Move it to Russia.
Yeah, this guy's done. He's toast.
Yeah.
He is so toast.
It's interesting how the problem exists. 10 minutes before the hour, and good day.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthSmart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthSmart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthSmart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you. Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold. Hey, are you ever not on?
Only on my days off.
Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples. Make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Exclude self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI Advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. End of the season is upon us. Super Bowl Sunday is, believe it or not, woo-wee, around the corner, as it were. So a focus on Super Bowl Sunday and some other items of interest here in this portion of the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Really? No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams' Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth, right? I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams' Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, that was good. Yes.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer comes off the map. It was Boston.
Tonight, the two words you've been dying to hear.
You're fired.
NBC Celebrity Apprentice is back and as crazy good as ever.
She's a drama queen without a crown.
Featuring Geraldo Rivera, Lisa Gibbons, Gilbert Gottfried, Vivica A. Fox, and Keisha Knight Polio, Johnny Damon and Tara Lowens, Captain Sig Hansen from Deadliest Catch, Ian Ziering, Lorenzo Lama, two Olympic gold medalists, one Jonas brother, and two Real Housewives.
My butt is real, unlike hers.
Don't miss the all-new Celebrity Apprentice tonight on NBC.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Velveeta Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits. A tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Velveeta Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Velveeta, morn and win.
Super Bowl Sunday, is around the corner more than a competition played on the field. The commercials also play to win as well. Big part of the event. This year, the Doritos brand will air two consumer-created ads during the Super Bowl broadcast, which is scheduled for February the 1st. And they're asking fans to choose one of them. Here's how that happens. Brian Osich has the details.
For nearly a decade, consumer-created Doritos Super Bowl ads have stolen the spotlight and ranked among the best and most talked about during the big game. This year, the Crash the Super Bowl contest is shaping up to be the boldest yet, with double the number of finalists and a grand prize unlike any other in contest history. Doritos brand's Ginny Cho.
We opened Crash the Super Bowl to fans around the world for a second time, and our fans are proving once again that creativity has no boundaries. From nearly 4,900 submissions representing 29 countries, we've narrowed it down to 10 finalists. Two ads will air during the big game, and the ad with the most fan votes will win a guaranteed $1 million grand prize and the job opportunity of a lifetime working at a major Hollywood studio.
From now until January 28th, fans can vote daily for the best ad on Doritos.com. For official contest rules, visit Doritos.com.
Wow. That sounds like some, but there, interview, didn't Jay Leno have the Doritos ad last year? Or wasn't there a Doritos ad that featured Jay Leno that got everybody's attention? Yeah, I mean, he had a lot of them, in fact, didn't he? Didn't Jay? Yeah, I know he did.
I don't remember.
I'm talking
that.
To myself, yeah.
Yeah, no,
can you remember the Jay Leno Doritos ads?
He was in one with Letterman.
Yeah, I remember that, but it seemed to me he did others as well. Am I the only one who remembers that?
I just looked it up on YouTube, and here's one from, I mean, it's got to be 1980 or 1992 or something like that with Jay Leno and Cool Ranch Doritos.
You got the audio?
I'm going to get it here.
Why don't we just have it? I'm pretty sure he did a ton of them. He hasn't done a lot of, he has not been a commercial spokesman for a lot of products. Most of these people that have the opportunity, I mean, they wave a lot of money in front of guys like that because they're so visible and people.
We're here on the floor of one of the busiest stock exchanges in the world. It's almost time for lunch.
Taste as good as they crunch.
Dark hair, thin face. Yeah, I mean, it's.
Well, he used to have, when you see pictures of him, the first appearance he ever made on The Tonight Show, he was sort of in a sweatsuit. I can remember it like it was yesterday. And his hair was curly and all, like, going in 87 different directions.
And dark.
Yeah, oh yeah, very dark. Yeah, but he's had that pronounced jaw, but he had that thin, lean look. And then as he got more successful, he became a little heavier, which happens to some of us as we get a little older. So that's the wrap on this hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. 59 after the hour now.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.